stuck in the ground. It's just sitting there loosely about 6 inches from the engine belt. And of course, the ground is blasting clean all the way around it. And it can get the engine exhaust blast and blow that rock away.
Dude, where's the saddlebag?
I just want to copy that comment. Were you able to get a photo of that in the first 88? Oh, we'll get that right now. The one in here, Al?
Yeah.
Oh.
And feet now for your reference on the photo. Your shadow length now is 18 foot.
Okay. Here's a couple of sneaky bags first.
Al, also, if you would, before you start that tremor, would you get a good photo of the solar wind to show us how that foil is wrapped around?
Will do. I'll be using that, won't take a second. Would you let me attach this bag to, would you attach this bag to me, Pete?
Yeah.
I want to slide that off. Okay,
from the local terrain. Houston, as you know it right now, and with the polarizing filter, has he got any particular place en route to the LSAP or to head crater that like his polarizing pictures taken?
We'll get back to you on that. Phenomenal plan right now.
Here, let me have it. Okay, Houston, I'm approaching a crater now, and I'm going to contrast chart here. One on each side, one on the sunny side, one on the shadow side.
Okay, you look for it, Roger. There's the one on the sunny side.
And have I got the grapefruit rock of all grapefruit rocks? That's got to come home in the spacecraft when they're sitting in rock bucket. Okay, Houston, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to wind up at the right place and head crater while I wait for all a roll boulder for you.
Okay, sounds good.
I'm now looking at the
Houston, can you give us a mark for your roll boulder?
Yeah, I sure will. That crater is, by golly, a rather steep crater.
So what's steeper than it
looks from out the limb? It's...
Hey, Houston? Yeah, go.
Christmas. I'm looking at the contrast chart in the sun, and I can see all the different shades.
And then I've taken a photo of it, and I look at the one in the shadow.
Shadow, I can see.
Nope. It depends on how close I am.
If I'm within about 3 feet of it, or 4 feet of it, I can see all six shades. I'll take a picture here, and then I'll back up. Let me ask you a question, Houston. How big a rock?
Pete Houston, I presume convenient size for you. We'll check that out.
How about a grapefruit-sized rock? That's what I'm holding in my hand, and these other rocks that I was talking to you about are pretty well buried, and they're pretty large. I don't think I could get one of them going.
Houston? Roger, we copy grapefruit size or any size is fine.
Okay, Al, are you standing still?
I'll stand still, go ahead.
Okay, I'm standing still. Houston? On my mark, and I'm rolling. Mark. It starts down. Hip, 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 hip. Now it's just rolling. Roll, roll, roll. Still rolling.
Roger, Pete. We've got some jingles that I can see here. We'll get a reading on it for you.
Still rolling. Still rolling. Very slowly, still rolling, and it stopped. Mark, stop. Okay, I'm looking at the contrast chart in the shadow, and if it's 3 feet, I can see all six. If I back up maybe to 10 feet, as long as I stand here a moment and tap my eyes, I can see all six also. Now, the thing that seems to have the biggest effect on it is how low the sun is. The sun is high now, and so I don't have to squint my eyes, particularly looking in that direction. Yesterday, looking into the same crater, even though I didn't see any darker in there because the sun was there, I would never be able to see that. Right now, I can see all six marks. I've taken the photograph. I'm going to go out and do solar wind now. I can't see a lot of difference in visibility. Visibility here is on Earth, really. You got just as well, and the only major difference I've noticed is the fact that when you're out here on this area, if you look cross sun, the moon appears one color. You look down sun, it's another. If you look up sun, it's another. But looking into shadows or anything else like that, pretty much the same as on Earth.
Copy that, Al. Okay, I'll take a picture here of the solar wind for you.
It doesn't look as pronounced wrapped around the pole now that I get out here, Houston. It's, looks pretty much like yesterday, just sort of, I guess, it was an optical illusion from inside the spacecraft.
convenient and you can find another rock there and give her a heave, Experiment sure would like to see another one.
Okay, I was setting up my black hole and all that good thing for the polarizing light. And there's another rock that has all crystals in it. One of them is shining very, very bright green, like ginger ale bottle green. Al, are you on your way?
That's Burma Mill, making sure that everything is in the tool hand tool carrier here.
Okay.
I'm mounting it pretty firmly.
Hey, Houston, as I was working around the hand tool carrier a moment ago, the canvas bag came loose. Took me about 2 minutes to put it back together again. It came off the metal side. And it looks like those preps that hold it on are going to be completely inadequate. And I expect that we're going to have some trouble with it all day today.
But we ought to think about fixing it before next time.
Roger, how we copy that? Do you think once you put a little weight in it, it'll hold better? I don't know. They don't seem to have a lot of friction on the sides there. And the bag just floats around it. It needs to be more firmly attached some way.
Roger.
Okay.
Yes, sir.